Bezos from his book, we begin Perak above the Esm, the 24th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mechirin, Laws of Sales, and Sefer Kinyan, Book of Acquisitions, where now we start a new category regarding when one makes a sale, what's included in that sale. In our Perak specifically, we talk about selling that of trees and of the land that the tree is on. The Rambam gives Halacha Alav regarding when someone buys trees, regarding the land that's between them. So, someone sells three trees in his field, so even if there are three small saplings, or three stems of trees, so the consumer has the land that's appropriate and necessary for the growth of the trees, and therefore, so even if the trees dry up or they get cut down, you still have the land that was fit for those trees. And therefore, you could plant other trees in their places because you have the property too. And moreover, even acquire all the trees that's between them because that's considered like your property. What is the amount of land that's fit and appropriate for those three trees? So you have tachteim, beneath the trees, or b'neim, between the trees, and even be outside of those three trees. Which the word oira is actually the one who gathers the figs. The amount of space that the one who gathers the sali together with his basket. How much space he needs to harvest the fruits with the basket in his hand, which is a measurement of 2 amas. And v'zeh ha-mokum, in this area, shehu meloy oy b'sali, which is the area of the harvester with his basket, in echmeh m'shneim yochel ezroi. Now that area that's on the perimeter of those three trees, neither one of them can plant it. Not the seller, not the buyer. Elam das chaver, only with the consent of the other one, because he needs it to work for it, but he ultimately doesn't own it. The seller does, but the seller can't plant either, because it's going to ruin that for the buyer. Now, halacha gimel b'mitzvah, when do we say this halacha that when he buys three trees, he acquires the land also that's under, between, and outside of it to a certain extent? It's only if the three trees were standing, like the three legs of the stove, that you put on them the pot. So it's like some type of a tripod, which the legs are in that like segel shape. Where you have two up, one opposite the other, and the third one is somewhere in between, but at a distance from them. That's the form they have to have. Moreover, it has to be that between every single tree is ma'arba amas ba'cheish esrei, not less than 4 amas, not more than 16 amas. Now, from where on the tree do you measure to see if it's between the distance of 4 and 16 amas? It's from the ikar harachav shel ilan, from the widest part of the trunk of the trees. Now, avalam lohoyo emdim getzorazois, but if let's say they did not have this form, or they were closer than dalad amas, or further away than 16 amas, or they weren't perched at the same time, it was one after the other. He had the three trees and it was all together and it was in this segel shape, but two were in the field and one was on the boundary. Or two were in this guy's field and one in the other person's field. Or let's say it was interrupted, these three trees, with a pit or a canal of a stream of water, or the public domain went between them. Then Then he does not get the land with the trees too. And lafikach, therefore, lekanei lan shabanim. He's not going to acquire also the trees that are between them. Now, and moreover, miyavish ilan niktas, and therefore, if the tree dries up or gets chopped down, yelichle, he has to leave. He doesn't have any land to replant it again. Halachay continues regarding chopping down the branches and the roots that come out of the tree. So, komish akayin yishleish ilan, so whoever acquires three trees, b'yesh lekarkin, like we said, he has the land. Imigdilu, if these trees grow, v'yitziu chayter, and they produce a branch that comes out of the trunk. So Yakutz, he has to chop it down. That it should not diminish the area of the path of where the owner of the field could go. So you have to cut that down. And all the twigs and all the branches that come out from them, even from the roots, which are coming from beneath the ground, doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, they belong to the owner of the tree, the one that boarded, because he not only has the tree, he also has the land. And therefore, even if the branches are coming from the ground, he owns that. Now, if someone buys only two trees in his friend's field, then he does not get the land. Therefore, if the tree dies or gets cut down, he doesn't get anything. If the two trees grow, and they produce branches, here also he has to chop it down for a different reason. because they actually might sprout in the ground. The merchant is going to tell the seller, aha, it's going to grow, it's going to look like its own tree, it's going to be three, and he's going to tell the seller, oh, you sold me three trees, and I have land, and therefore to avoid that deception, that confusion, he has to chop down those branches before you could run into that problem that looks like three trees. Halacha Zayin, now, any wood that the owner of the two trees chops down from them, so it depends. Whatever's coming out from the trunk, that's part of the tree that sees the surface of the surface of the sun, which means it's above ground. That belongs to the owner of the trees, because that's the tree he owns. But whatever's coming out from the roots, what's considered roots? Anything that's beneath ground that doesn't see the surface of the sun, that belongs to the owner of the field. Because again, that's considered part of the ground, and he doesn't have the ground if he has only two trees. Well, by the kolim, now regarding palm trees, in the baladekolim and the oil klum. So whatever comes out from the palm tree, that owner of the tree doesn't get anything if he's in like geza, because there is no the trunk of the palm tree does not produce any branches. It only comes out from the roots, and the roots, like we said, does not belong to the owner of the tree, and therefore whatever is coming out is considered she'enaroi pnei achama, which belongs to the owner of the field, not to own the palm tree. He only has two trees, not three. Halacha Ches continues regarding separating between the ground and the trees that are on the ground. Samicha karka, someone sells a piece of land. Vishir ilonis. Now, he leaves over the trees for himself, at least three trees at a minimum. So harishli chatzi karka kula. So the owner of the field, who now sold the field, but he left over the trees, he gets to keep a half of the entire field. Why? She'ila shibakarka, because had he not left over in the field, then harde amilu hakech, so the buyer's going to tell him, akari lonach, rip out your trees. This is my land. What are your trees doing in my land? So obviously, if he's leaving over the trees, he's also leaving over half the land to keep for the trees. So let's say he left over only two trees. Yeshtakarka harolam, so he doesn't have half the field, but he at least has the land that's fit for the trees. She'ila shibakarka, because at the end, if he wouldn't be leaving over land for himself, the buyer would tell him, akari lonach alech, get rip out your trees and get out of here. So obviously here when it's less than three, but at least he has the area of karka rolam. Halacha test. Hamaycher es alonis. Now let's say the other way around. Let's say someone sells the trees, three trees. The shi is a karka, but he leaves over the land for himself. Yesh lebal alonis karka rolam. So the owner of the trees has the land that's fit for them. Come around, like we explained this already in Halacha Beis. When you buy trees, three trees, you get the land though. So that's in the perimeter and what's between them and what's beneath them. Now, mocher es hakarka le'echem. Now, let's say he sold the land to one person. Let's say lanz le'ach, and he sold the trees to someone else. The hechzik zeb lanz vechzek bekarka. Now, each one took possession of what they bought. This one in the trees, and this one in the ground. So zekana he lanz imchatzek hakarka. This guy acquired the trees with half the land, which was necessary for his trees. Vezechzek bekarka kun chatzek hakarka b'vat. And the one who took possession of the ground only acquires half the ground itself, because the guy with the trees needs that land for his trees. Halacha yor ha'achen shachalku. Regarding brothers who were dividing in the state. Echad notel pardes, so one of them took the orchard, echad notel stay alone, another one took the grain field. Yesh lebala pardes arba amas, the owner of the orchard gets four amas, which are the area necessary to do work on the vineyard, betech stay love and smuchas l'seifel and shapardes, which is inside his brother who took the grain field, which is near the end of the trees of the orchard, where he needs that space of the amas to do work on the orchard, which is on the exterior of that, which is right there in the beginning of, or the, so to speak, the edge of the wheat field. It's with that intention that they divide it. And the insert lafarshav, you don't have to specify this, because the well-known thing, the guy needs room to work on his vineyard, which the tree is all the way at the end, and that has to be in four amas of the brother's grain field. Someone sells a field to his friend, and there were palm trees on it. Vamalei says, oh, I'm selling you the whole field, except for that palm tree, the specific one that he points out. Now it depends. If that palm tree was actually a very good and high quality palm tree, okay, so Esa Dekal Levadu Hushashir. So then obviously he's only leaving over himself that specific palm tree, because that's a very high quality one. Bashar Lekech, and therefore it must be the other palm trees going to the buyer. But Vimdekal Rahu Hushashir, but let's say the one that he left out, he says, oh, besides that one, was a very inferior one. Oh, then Kol Shekin Shashir Hashar. Then Bashar, he's leaving over the rest of the palm trees. He's saying, even this inferior one. So then Lekonim and Dekalim Klum. So then the buyer has not acquired from the palm trees anything, because the seller is leaving over all the palm trees for himself. Halachid Beis. Mochalei Sadam. If he sells him a field, Vamali says to him, chutz min ilonis, except for the trees. So, in mishpid the kolm b'vad, if there is only palm trees, and he's saying besides the trees, so obviously share the kolm. So obviously it's the palm trees that he's leaving over for himself. If there's only grapevines, and he's saying the trees, so obviously share gavan, it's the grapevines that he's leaving over for himself. So to all of the trees, if that's the only tree there is, that's obviously what he's leaving it over. But let's say it was more than one time. Let's say there were grapevines and there was palm trees. Then then he's only leaving for himself the grapevines. Or let's say there's other trees and grapevines. He's only leaving over the regular trees. And the Lund is the common sort of regular trees and palm trees. Shailan is only leaving over regular trees. Why? Why are we saying that's only that most inferior one that the seller is leaving over for himself when he said the trees? And he doesn't mean all of them, and he only means the worst one. Because when someone's selling, he sells generously. And therefore he must be leaving over himself the most inferior, because palm trees are considered in a way better than the grapevines, because it doesn't have as much expenses to take care of as grapevines. So although the produce of the vines are better, but ultimately the worst overall would be the one that's leaving over himself, which would be that of the kefanim, and therefore the column is included in the sale. Now, vima the column shear. Now, even if he's leaving over the palm trees for himself, l'sheil kol dekel gavai, he's only leaving over the palm trees that are very high, that you have to use a rope to get up there. But v'ashar l'shalakech, because that's the more inferior, that's the more difficult one. And the rest he's giving to the buyer, because again he sells really ba'inafa. And v'im shar halanis or shar enav, let's say he said he's leaving over the other trees. So there too, l'shir behem elo, it's not like everything is being left over. L'shir behem elo kol she'eno el kavsha, it's only whatever the yoke would not weigh it down. But v'chol she'el kavsha, anything that is very thin and small, and the yoke would weigh it down, and the ox would pass by over it without any interruption. So ha'arehu she'lekech, that belongs to the buyer b'chol, so nafsha, that's going to be considered part of the field. He sells very generously, even when he's leaving over for himself. Someone says to his friend, karko de kol mani meichlech, I'm selling you the land and palm trees. Now, afil lo hayloi de kol, even the seller didn't even have palm trees, not here, nowhere. Imrotza liknes leishne de kol, if he wants to go and buy two palm trees and then have that included in the sale, there's a nikna mekech, so then the sale is done. And the buyer cannot say to him, wait a second, no, you told me to sell me land and palm trees. I thought I'm getting a piece of property, palm trees on it. I don't want just two palm trees and a piece of land. No, he can't tell him that, because he said karka de kol, and he's giving him karka de kol. Now, but v'mamav, let's say it's karka bid de kol in meichlech. Well, let's say he said to him, I'm selling you land with palm trees. Then imhoi b'shnei de kol mekana. Then if he had two palm trees, then he acquires it. But v'mlav not mekech toisu, then there's a mistaken acquisition. And he could back out of it, because I don't want just palm trees with property. You told me the land with the kol. Now, but v'mamav, let's say he tells him karka shel de kol in meichlech. A property of palm trees I'm selling you. Then ain't lo dekalm. Then he actually doesn't get palm trees. Shein b'loshna hazeh, because this wording doesn't indicate el karka roi lo dekalm. It just means a piece of property that's fit for palm trees. It's a karka of dekalm, but it's not a karka with dekalm. And therefore, he doesn't even have to give him dekalm. It just has to be land that's fit to plant and have dekalm on it. Halacha Yudalek continues regarding appropriate wording that should be written in the document of the sale, like we're saying what's included in the sale. So mechem partes lechaveh, someone's selling an orchard to his friend. So he has to write to him, you can acquire for you the column, the palm trees, the tamarim, the dates, the hutzin, and the branches, everything. He should write that out. Now, and even though he acquires all these things, maybe he doesn't specify them. But no, it's considered the beautification of the document. It's called Shufa de Shtara. It's a beautification, and you should spell it out. So if someone's selling a piece of property to his friend, so he has to write them. I didn't leave over in the sale anything for myself. Again, so that it removes all types of judgments, all types of claims. You want to be as specific as possible. Now, if someone sells an apartment to his friend, though he wrote him, and I have given over transfership to you of the depth and of the height, which that's additional wording to include the parameters of the sale, still tzarch lichtavloi. He has to write him in the document of the sale, if he wants to go ahead and add on to what the sale includes, as we're going to explain. He has to write, karka, that I want you to acquire from the ground, hatohim, from the bottom of the ground, adroim rikia, until the height of the sky. Why? So Rama explains, sho'imik v'adroim, in nikin v'stam, because the depth and the height is not automatically included in the sale. But kevin shekano imik v'adroim, now because if someone acquires the depth and the height, kan harim shu avabavat, only thing he acquires is the airspace of the height, which means that the buyer has permission to go ahead and build up on top of the house to remove the rights of the seller, which is on top of the house. And the depth is the thickness of the ground, which is regarding that the buyer could dig underneath the ground, and again, to remove those rights from the seller. Now, but what he has not acquired, even if you wrote oimik v'roim, depth and height, as long as you don't write like the Ramzan mekarkatayim ad rem rikia, he has not acquired habeinu niyos shebemamakim. He has not acquired these structures or these in the intermediate of what's in the depth of the ground, which, as we're going to explain, is the pit and the cisterns, and v'sheba abba, what's in the air space, which are these areas that are in the upper part of the structure. But the kibush akasul lemekarkatayim ad rem rikia, but once he writes this extra wording of from the bottom of the depths of the ground until the height of the sky, so the wording is doubly extra, then he acquires the pit and the cistern which hold the water that's in the depth of the ground, because these things are independent utility from the apartment itself, because it's only made to draw water, and therefore it only acquires with such an extra terminology, and it won't help just to write oimik v'roim. And then also the ceilings and regarding these excavations, like for example, if there's some type of a pool or something like that between the ceilings, lamal to all the way on the top, then they're going to be included if you wrote this extra terminology that we explained. Look, the Zayin Rambam continues regarding the rights that a person has after he sold this house. Someone sells his apartment to his friend. Amanas, but on condition, should you tell Yon Shali, the upper story is mine, then it belongs to him. And when Rotzel Hoitz Baziz, if he wants to go ahead and extend out some projections. For coming out from the upper story, he could project it. Vim Naflev falls down, Chayzabainas, he can rebuild it. Vim Nasalibnas Agabav, he wants to build on it. He builds as it was originally with that same measurement that was on top of the upper story. Again, not more than that, but he could do it exactly, bring it back as it was before. Halachi Zayin concludes regarding selling a family, a plot. Hamechi Kivroi, if someone sells his grave, Oiderach Kivroi, or the path to get to his grave, Oimokam Amodo, the place where they stand over there and they make a maimed where they console the mourners, and when they make the lamentations, Ibesis Pedro, the place of where the eulogies are. Boin b'nei mashpacha, so the members of the family could come, but koivin shambakach, and they could bury the seller over there against the will of the buyer. Mishem b'kam mashpacha, because it's a disgrace for the family to have some foreign over here in the family burial pot. I've been listening to me hakevish, or covered by lekech, and they give the value of the grave, which they buried him to the buyer who already bought it, they compensate him. Although it wasn't specified that they're leaving this right to do this, but that was this rights that were given to the family, that they're allowed to go ahead and dispose of the buyer and compensate him for his loss.